we've got here. We've got the early Bronze Age Motherite people. We've got the Celts, the patriarchal Celts. We've got the Roman Empire. We've got the invasion of the Germans. And we've got the invasion of the Norman French. If we take the last three groups, what we see is this. Here are the Celts at the bottom. Here are the Anglo-Saxons on top of them. Here are the Normans on top of the Anglo-Saxons. Now, just as in our colleges, the sophomores persecute the freshmen. So the Anglo-Saxons had persecuted the Celts. But then they move up a notch, and you find what were the freshmen persecuting the new freshmen, and the juniors, in spiritual alliance with the freshmen, against the sophomores. Do you get me? That was the situation in England. You have the Celts at the bottom, you have the Anglo-Saxons here, and you have the Normans. Well, the Normans had conquered the Anglo-Saxons, not the Celts. And they put the Anglo-Saxons out in the yard, taking care of the pigs. Whereas at the table where the pig's flesh was being eaten, people were speaking French, not that vulgar English. So when the food is outside, it's a pig or it's a swine, and when it's on the table, it's veal, it's vole. When it's outside, it's a sheep, and when it's on the table, it's, what is it? Anyhow, I got the wrong one. When it's outside, it's a cow or a calf. When it's on the table, it's boeuf, it's beef. French, indoors. English, out there in the pantry and in the servants' quarters. Well, we have to have entertainment at our meals. And the favorite entertainers were the Celtic bards. The bards of the Celts. Entertaining in the Norman courts. It's a lovely history, really. So we got two new things running. One, Geoffrey of Monmouth's History of the Kings of Britain, written for a Norman king, namely Henry II. Henry II's empire included France. And it was to have a mythological background, just as Rome had had. And this History of the Kings of Britain, now it seems very clear, was composed actually with the patronage of the House of Henry. Henry's wife was glorious Eleanor of Aquitaine. Dates 1122 to 1209. She is it. She's the whole romantic period that we're talking about. She had come from southwest France, Eleanor of Aquitaine. Her first husband, to whom she had been married when she was a little girl, was the King of France, whom she despised. Apparently she went with him on a crusade to the Holy Lands, and there was a scandal that became published, you might say, of her having an affair with Saladin, the Muslim monarch. But she couldn't have had an affair with Saladin because he at that time was a little boy of about 3 years old. But that's how the story's going around. Anyhow, when she came back, she managed to get loose from Louis and just went up to England and married the other king, King Henry II. So she's the wife of two kings. She's the mother of at least three. She's the mother of Richard the Lionhearted and the mother of King John. She's the mother also of Marie de Champagne and Blanche of Castile, I think, is also her daughter. At any rate, three generations later, she was the ancestress of every royal head in Europe. Her father, her grandfather, William of Poitiers, was the first of the troubadours. Now, the troubadour tradition was comes from the southwest of France and is strongly influenced by poetic traditions from across the Pyrenees, the Moorish poets of love. And you see what a complicated thing this is. Here, now we have the Moorish stories of love and poetry of love of the troubadours, which shortly later period, the end of the 12th century, moves over into Germany with the Minnesänger. Minne is love, medieval word for love, the singers of love. And there's that tradition. There are the Celtic bards in the Norman courts, which include also Avignon, which include also Aquitaine. And these Celtic bards are telling the old Celtic stories in 12th century costume. That is to say, the gods and heroes of the old Celtic tales are parading in their stories in the costumes of medieval knighthood. And these are the Knights of the Round Table. Now, I think I presented it fairly clearly, this terribly complicated situation. The background motifs go back to the old Celtic invasions. The cultural layers are those that I've described. The romance comes from the Celtic world into the Norman world by way of these bards, Welsh bards, Cornish bards, and bards of Brittany. And they're the old Celtic stories turned to the new ideas.